I'm speaking to Peter Beaumont, who's in Tripoli, where there's been reports of a couple of explosions. Peter, what's happened there this morning?
It's actually quite difficult to say whether there are explosions or not. I mean, the first one of these events, indeed if there were two, took place about 500 metres from my hotel. We were having breakfast and everyone ran out and said there'd been four explosions. And when we got outside, we could see smoke and emergency vehicles on a bridge over a motorway, probably about 400 metres from the entrance to the hotel. When we got there, what we found was a large petrol tanker on its side in flames. The people there said there'd been an accident. It wasn't clear what kind of an accident it was because the vehicle had a jackknife and there was no other vehicle, and it was just this burning petrol tank on its side. There seemed to be another plume of smoke, which we went off and chased. We couldn't find it, but the people we spoke to were either said, "Oh, there's been a gasoline accident," or "Nothing's happened at all." So it's not even clear whether there were two events. I mean, it's possible that the plume of smoke was related to the first one. I mean, if you want to take the more dramatic explanation, rather than the official explanation that it was an accident, what's happening today, about a kilometre from where the tanker was on fire, is the General People's Congress, and there's some expectation that Muammar Gaddafi may appear at that today. So it may just be the tanker was set on fire as a demonstration to say, look, life isn't as normal as the regime is trying to tell people.
And what can we expect later today then at the Congress?
I would expect a lot of support for Mr. Gaddafi. I mean, we had a meeting of about 60 or 70 invited academics yesterday who are supposed to be involved in this national dialogue to try and heal the wounds in Libya. But what that essentially boiled down to when the statement was read out was that they said, look, we're all against intervention and foreign spies and Al-Qaeda and people interfering in our affairs, and we invite people from the universities in the East to come and join us to have a conversation about, how rubbish all this is. So, I mean, I would imagine it would be something very, very similar, sort of maybe with a couple of lines of, we're worried about what's happening, we need to sort this out, but essentially, we're all behind the leader.
And just finally, what's the mood actually like in Tripoli at the moment?
It's actually remarkably calm. I mean, you see queues outside bread shops. There was a handout across the country of, or where they could do it at least, of 500 dinars, which is about more than a month's money for the average family. There's food in the shops, although there are some scarcities. But when you drive around the city, it seems quiet in a lot of places. The traffic's moving. You do hear of occasional demonstrations. When you talk to people, sometimes, quite often, people aren't willing to talk freely. There is clearly a lot of fear and concern. But at the same time, sometimes people will come up to you and say, this is what's really going on. This isn't, the reality is that this isn't as good as the government wants you to think it is.
Okay, well, we'll catch up with you later on, hopefully, Peter, and thanks very much.
Okay.